Hello?
Hi, Kim. There we go. We got a fresh hour. We can have a party now if we want to. All right. And then let's go ahead and list out your services. So I'm going to say general construction, general contractor, first of all. And then I'm just going to start grabbing things. You tell me what you think of. I'm putting framing, whole house build, remodel, and I'm also going to say kitchen remodel specifically, bath remodel. I'll say bathroom. Do you have a lot of basements in Maine? Do you do basement remodels?
Basement remodels, should that be added?
Pretty much every day.
Yeah, you said yeah.
Okay.
We don't see it too often, but...
Sure. You know, a lot of people don't seem to remodel basements anymore. It's kind of odd. Let's see. And then siding, you said. Painting, I would assume.
Yeah. Deck building or repair.
Got it.
Roofing.
Okay.
Demo work.
Got it.
Doors and windows.
Good. Okay.
What else? She has to manually type it all in.
I don't mind.
Yeah, and just the framings, that's an addition, I guess.
Oh, yep, additions. Good, good, good. And I do have framing.
I was trying to think of them too.
What about, I already got roofing, siding, remodel. That kind of covers pretty much the whole house. Do you do any excavation for foundations?
No.
Okay.
And we do trees as well, cutting trees down.
Okay. Tree cutting. Perfect. All right, that looks good. I'm gonna skim through here one more time and see if we're missing anything. Ah. Here we go. For us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Either phone or text.
You got it. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
We're open 24/7. If someone calls, they call.
Okay.
If there's an emergency, we'll come out.
Okay. I can list it that way. Oops. There we go. That was easy. 24/7, 365.
Yep.
And then on your website, Kim, did you want us to add a payment option? Like if you guys use Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, any of those? Okay, perfect. Yeah, I say go for it. It's included, so hey.
Right. Exactly.
And then let's go ahead. So next I'm going to have you set up your security question and answer. So the reason we just started using this, about a month ago, as you gain visibility, you may get calls from places like Yelp. I know they're notorious. Couple of things for you to know. We don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you get a call from someone that says, we need $200 in order for your website to do blah, blah, or blah, ask them the security question, and if they can't give you the answer, it's not us, and it's probably a scam, and I'd hang up on them. If it is us, which nobody from here should be calling you asking you for more money, but if it's us calling and you ask the security question, we're not going to be offended. We're the ones trying to keep you safe. But as for the more legitimate calls, like Yelp may call you and say, you know, you should have a subscription for whatever. You're free to accept or decline their offer as you see fit. And just know that either decision won't affect the work that we're doing, positively or negatively. So feel free. If you want to accept whatever they're offering, great. If not, no problem there either. So security question, we've got three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which works for you?
City I was born in.
Okay, and what city is that?
Biddeford, B-I-D-D-E-F-O-R-D.
Got it, perfect, thank you. There's where my timer just went off. She was going to kick us off if we were still on there. Let's see. Update that. Yeah, I typed it the same way twice. I get a gold star. I get a gold star today. It X's it out as I type it in there. So when it says valid, meaning I did it right both times. Ooh, I did it good. All right, we are finally ready for billing. On Gage's credit card, does the company name appear or is it just his first and last?
Just his first and last.
Okay. And then is that going to 174 Mountain Road in Arundel as well? Credit card billing? Awesome.
Yep.
Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And for security reasons, I'm not going to read it back to you, but if you give it to me in four-digit blocks, we should be just fine.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
4096.
Okay.
8600.
Got it.
0090.
Okay.
8727.
Got it. And the expiration, please.
1124.
All right. And the security code.
0033.
Got it. I'll update that, and then I'll go ahead and send that through. So I'm sending through your first month at $199 and then your one-time setup fee of $99. So for a total of $298. And then that should send two more emails to you, but we know they'll take a minute to get there, the way my system seems to be running tonight. So while it's working on that, there we go. So those two emails, the one that we need is called Local Splash Initial Invoice. And while we wait for it, when it comes, I'll just walk you through the clicks and the typing. I have to read it to you anyway. So I'm going to read it to you. It's called our voice verification. It's required of us by Google. And then once we get through the voice verification, we'll go grab that email and we'll take care of it. So, the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. It is also recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. And it outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide to you. So, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
KCM Construction.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Kimberly Lajouette and owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to hire Local Splash and enter into this subscription arrangement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts? And I'm just going to add, such as, this is always a confusing one for people. Like, if you start doing TikTok videos or you do Instagram, any other online marketing type things, just if you would let us know so that we can add those to your website and to your account so you don't lose any page position.
Okay.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, December 14th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only non-refundable setup charge of $99. Going forward, beginning on January 14th, your monthly rate, or excuse me, your recurring monthly rate will be a flat $199. This is a true flat rate to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 14th of each month in the amount of $199. You may pause or discontinue your subscription at any time by contacting client support at least 3 business days prior to your next billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. Did that email make it to you yet?
Yeah, and I signed it, and then it redirected me to the username and password.
Oh, you're awesome. Wow, you are on the ball, Kim. Thank you. So the screen that it took you to, that's actually where you'll log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials on your call tomorrow when I call you for onboarding.
Okay.
One last question I almost missed. For your Google business profile, I assume your address is your home address, 174 Mountain Road.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to put a note in here for our technician and for Google so that they don't publish your exact street address. Google will know what your address is so they can pin you in the map, but they won't publish 174 Mountain Road. They'll just show Arundel, Maine. That way, you know, I guess everybody on the internet doesn't need to know where you live.
So yeah, exactly.
We'll leave that off. All right, Kim, you're all set. Any last questions for me before I let you back to your evening and your kiddos?
No, if I have any more, I'll write them down and ask them tomorrow.
Perfect. All right. Well, you have a good night, and thank you for your patience while I work through the system glitches tonight.
No, thank you.
You bet. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, Kim.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.